Hi, this is Michelle Anderson, and I'm here with Jason Levesque, who is about to try to give Mike Mishu a run for his money in the 2nd District in the 2010 election. Jason?
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for talking with me today.
It's my pleasure. Could you give me a little background of who you are?
Absolutely. I'm a fifth-generation Mainer. I grew up and live currently in Auburn, Maine. I'm married to my wife, Tracy. We have 3 children, Ethan, Allie, and Sarah. I'm a business owner. I'm a veteran, a family man. And I've seen how Maine is going and the direction that our country and our state has been progressing down, and it concerns me. As someone who cares about the state and has loved this state and has had many chances to leave, I've decided to stay here. I've been searching for good representation, for someone who can represent the majority of Maine's values. I've yet to find that person in my district. So after a lot of consultation with my wife, my family, and other civic leaders, I've decided to take that initiative and do something rather than waiting for someone else to do it for me.
Great. Well, being from up here in the northern part of the state, mm-hmm. we're kind of used to people coming in with a good game and dropping out. We've seen it with our representatives. We've seen it with our companies that come in to try to save our town. What is it that's going to make me believe that I can count on you to see this all the way to the end?
I'm a Mainer. Yeah, we don't quit. We don't stop. We fall down. We get back up. We keep going. That's pretty much as simple as it is, I believe.
What do you see as the 3 most important issues right now that you, if you're elected, will be able to address?
Okay, first, it's the economy. We have to produce jobs. We have to put Mainers back to work making something. Once a long time ago, Made in Maine meant something to this country. It needs to mean something again. We have the facilities, we have the people, we have the work ethic, we have the gumption. We can go back and do that. Second, active duty in veteran affairs. Our congressmen, our representation in 2nd District, Mike Mishu, is not doing enough, that we states he is, to take care of our service members, especially the ones that are just returning from Iraq and Afghanistan, to transition back into civilian life, to become productive members and stay in Maine and raise our families in Maine. I know all too well as a veteran myself how hard it is to make that transition. And I know the lack of support I received. I was one of the lucky ones. I made it. We need to have more hope. We need to have more focus on our veterans and as well as our active duty. Those people that are continuously pushing themselves or putting themselves in harm's way, they need to be supported financially, given the proper tools and protection in order to go out, do the mission, and come back whole. Mike Mishu has repeatedly not supported our active duty soldiers as they go out in harm's way to do a very important mission on behalf of this country.
What do you feel about earmarks?
Earmarks, supplemental spending, bringing money into the state is a positive thing, as long as it's used wisely. We don't want Band-Aid money. We want money that's going to serve us long term, produce a better infrastructure, produce more jobs, put more Mainers back to work. We don't need continual handouts and, you know, $1 million here and $1 million there. That's not going to do anything long term. And, of course, it needs to go through the appropriate appropriations process. We cannot be bribed into supporting legislation that's not good for the state or good for the nation. It's not how government should work.
In this political system, where lately we have senators and representatives voting counter to what their constituents clearly want. In one case, for instance, we had Olympia Snow voting against 25-1 of her callers.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do if you're for an issue but your calls are running wildly against the issue? How do you react in a situation like that? A
couple things. First of all, this country is still a republic, which means we elect people to the people's house, the House of Representatives, to truly represent their constituents back home. So if the phones are ringing off the hook, 8-1, 10-1, 12-1, whatever the case is, I need to listen to that. I need to listen to my constituents and do more research, get back to district, talk with them, look at everything, debate this openly, and find out the best course of action for Maine. If that means holding up bills and not railroading it down our throats, being forced to vote on something without thoroughly looking at it, without thoroughly debating it, I won't do it. I will vote how the people want me to vote because I am a true representative of the constituents of 2nd District.
What are your thoughts on the borders?
Our international borders?
Yes.
We should encourage legal immigration into this country by people who want to work hard, assimilate into our country, our culture, and be productive members of society. We should close our borders to illegal immigration. You can't have illegal immigrants coming into this country, circumventing the system, but still reaping the rewards and the benefits of being an American citizen. That's it. There's no other argument in my mind.
What do you think about anchor babies, or have you?
I've given some thought to anchor babies. I'm still researching that issue. But again, we need to look at the initial issue. We need to tighten up the borders, prevent illegal immigration from coming in. It's a tough decision when it's very clearly stated in our laws that if you're born in this country, you are an American citizen. It's not clear on what happens if your family's here illegally. And so I think that needs to be researched and debated openly, and we need to come up to a consensus. But again, while we're doing that, let's close the borders down.
What are your thoughts on God? Are you a man of faith? Are you an agnostic? What are you?
No, I'm absolutely a man of faith. I raised my family as a family of faith. I believe that if one has no faith, you have no moral compass, and you don't know what the difference between right and wrong is. It's a very distinctive difference between right and wrong, and truth and lying. So I strongly believe in that moral compass and religion as a cornerstone of that compass.
And I guess my last question is, who are your heroes?
Who are my heroes? My grandfather's one of my heroes. He, from Madawaska, didn't speak English till he was in his late teens, didn't know how to read until he was 50 years old, taught himself by just memorizing the newspaper. He was absolutely my hero, and still successful, and raised a great family, and left a legacy. And then there's heroes, just people down the street, people you meet. I'm not one for looking at pop culture or mainstream politics for heroes. You can't tell what's fact from fiction. But if you're meeting someone and you're talking with them and you hear a good story of how they succeeded in life, they're a hero. They're absolutely my hero. And Maine is filled with heroes.
Jason, thank you very much for giving me your time.
Well, thank you very much, too.
And good luck.
Thank you.
So again, that was Jason Levesque, who's running against Mike Mishu for 2nd District in 2010. We appreciated having him on North of Bangor, and we also appreciate having you here. Thanks for listening.